Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and our guests today are Sheriff Ron Gomat and Chief Deputy Troy Fisher. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Now, we have a big tractorcade coming up June 13th, 14th, and 15th. 550 tractors. We're going to have some traffic jams with that, aren't we?
Yes, we will. As you know, living in a state like Iowa, there's a lot of residents who either have been involved in agriculture or are involved in agriculture, and a lot of interest in refurbishing old tractors and having these large tractor rides. It's becoming more frequent. In this case that we're talking about in Marion County, a WMT radio station out of Cedar Rapids to have their tractor ride in Marion County, based out of Knoxville Raceway. And so it's going to affect traffic in Marion County on the dates of June 13, 14, and 15. Each day they will be leaving the racetrack in Knoxville in the morning and returning to the racetrack at Knoxville in the evening. So each day will be a different route. As the time gets closer to those dates, we'll be talking to you again, Bob, and letting people know which days, which routes they'll be taking and how it'll affect traffic. There's going to have to be a lot of patience with the drivers in Marion County on those particular dates, on those particular routes. Just simple fact that 550 tractors is going to really stretch out and slow traffic down on those roads. It'll be pretty much impossible to pass on those routes on those days. So hopefully people will be able to plan ahead. We'll give them enough notice. They can maybe look at an alternative route to get to work if the time frames that we'll give them would interfere with their normal route to work. So we'll try to publicize this as much as we can to minimize the effect on the traveling public.
Well, it sounds like a great event, a lot of fun, great to bring people from all over the state and probably beyond into Marion County and throughout all of Marion County to see how beautiful it is. And the 550 tractors, Troy, do you have any idea how long of a line 550 tractors going, 15 miles an hour would stretch out?
It's going to be a big distance. We're talking probably a few miles. And they're actually released in groups. So they're going to release one group, and there's actually seven groups. And so they'll release the first group at 7 a.m., and the last group's not going to be till 11 a.m. Being released. So that's going to be probably miles of tractors.
So if they say they're going to be on G28 today and they're going to be eastbound on G28, you don't want to be eastbound on G28. Is that right?
That's correct. You'd want to find an alternate route to get to your destination.
Now, you can come from the alternative direction, though, right?
Yes. Yes. If you're meeting the traffic, it won't be near the problem as traveling the same direction as the tractor traffic is traveling. But it still may pose some problems because there's going to be people from out of Marion County passing through Marion County on those days that are not aware of this tractor ride, and they're going to get snarled in this tractor traffic, and it's not uncommon for people to become very impatient when they're in the middle of hundreds of tractors and traveling at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And so, yeah, it will pose some problems, but like you mentioned earlier, Bob, we're looking at this in a good light because a lot of people will be coming to Marion County, and we'll bring a lot of revenue, and it'd be good for the community, and it's best to look at this in a positive way.
You bet. And there's 550 people that are going to be on it that are going to want to come back and tell people about Marion County.
Well, that'll just be the drivers. The tractor drivers, of course, they'll have family and support services with them. So we're talking many more than 550 people. So, yeah, they'll be bringing vehicles and support vehicles. The radio station, I think, has support staff that comes with them. So Marion County will be getting quite a bit of press through this event. So, and hopefully it'll all work out well.
So you're telling us just to look at it, this in the best possible light. It's a wonderful event, and just be prepared.
Yes. If you know about it in advance, hopefully if you have doctor's appointments on days when it may affect your travel to from Knoxville to Pella or Pella to Knoxville, just be aware of the routes that will be used and the days that your travel may be affected. Just try to plan accordingly and use another route.
Well, and we'll have those maps posted, and we'll be making announcements over the radio on KNI Careless where they're going to be. Now, Troy, I know you've looked at the maps in detail. You've got the itinerary in front of you. Are there times that we have to worry about, let's just say, you know, when Vermeer or Pellicorp lets out, you know, how Idaho Drive and T-15 can get pretty crowded. Are there any times when there's going to be a problem there with our workforce leaving or going to work, do you think?
There might be a slight problem with it on those routes because it covers, like I say, quite an area. So even though the first group's leaving maybe early, then it's going to stretch out. So it's going to affect everybody. I mean, pretty much every route that's on here, it looks like it's going to affect it for most of the day. So that's why we need just maybe find an alternate route and use patience in traveling during these time periods.
Now, let's say that I come up on this tractorcade and I'm behind it. Should I pass? Do you advise me to start passing 550 tractors, or should I just find a safe place to turn around and go back?
The fact of the matter is when tractors are traveling at 10 to 15 miles an hour tops, passing two or three tractors when you have the safe opportunity to do so is not going to get you very far. And trying to pass 20 or 30 tractors at one time when you see in the distance a vehicle coming, there's no guarantee that you're going to have an interval in between tractors to get back in. So overall, it's probably not going to help you very much to pass any significant number of tractors in a safe manner. So, that's a take it as you see it decision that you have to make when you're traveling on the roads with those tractors. So, all we ask, as we've mentioned a couple of times already, is just try to be as patient as possible and use good judgment when you're passing, because, as mentioned, you know there's 550 tractors and. So it's going to pose a significant travel issue on those routes.
This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. Our guests today have been Sheriff Ron Domat, Chief Deputy Troy Fisher. I'm sure we're going to be in touch many more times over the course of this event. But thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.